The founder, chairman and CEO of the social media giant Facebook has pledged to give away 99% of his wealth to charity. In a letter to his newly born daughter, the Silicon Valley billionaire Mark Zuckerberg has pledged that he and his wife, Priscilla Chan, will give away their fortune. At current values, that's about $45 billion. Will Ockenden has our report.
Mark Zuckerberg and Priscilla Chan's daughter Max is only a week old. But unlike most babies, her expected inheritance has just dropped by about $44.5 billion.
Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg and his wife Priscilla Chan are now the proud parents of a baby girl they've named Max.
In their social media post announcing her birth, the couple said they plan to donate 99% of their Facebook stock to charity, and they say it'll be turned over during their lifetimes.
In a filing to the US Securities and Exchange Commission, Facebook said that their CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, has established a new charity called the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative. It's the entity which will receive about $45 billion at current valuation in Facebook stock or proceeds from the sale of shares. As philanthropy announcements go, this is a big one. 99% of the social media titan's wealth will be transferred over the couple's lifetime. It's all about, in the words of the SEC filing, to further the mission of advancing human potential and promoting equality by means of philanthropic, public advocacy and other activities for the public good.
The more people behave like this, the more we talk about it and the more we celebrate it, the better everybody will be.
That's Sarah Davies, the chief executive of Australia's peak philanthropy organisation, Philanthropy Australia.
We certainly have seen, particularly, you know, over the last 10 years in America, the public commitment of giving while they're alive of their wealth.
She says the trend of giving while alive has been slower to develop in Australia.
But in the last 5 or 6 years, we have also started to see much more comfort with people talking about major gifts, giving while they're alive, and that sense of, you know, I actively want to participate in my giving now for significant change.
Why do you think there has been that switch from after death to, well, in Mark Zuckerberg's case, very early in his life, but during one's life?
One of them, I think, is that the more we know and understand about our community and the world we live in, the more we know and understand about some of the intractable nature of, you know, a number of issues that we're facing, be they social, humanitarian, environmental. This is the world we're living in now. And so I think that we all have a sense of, well, actually, we've got to do something now, not later, but now.
Mark Zuckerberg and Priscilla Chan lay out their vision in a 2,200-word letter to their daughter Max. In it, they tell her the goal is to advance human potential and promote equality. This involves, they say, making long-term investments ranging from 25 to 100 years, building new technology, and advocating for changes to policy. The size of the vision is matched by the size of the pledge, which is also about the same amount of money currently endowed to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It's been around for about 15 years, and earlier this week pledged to provide money to clean energy research. With nearly $100 billion pledged to those two funds alone, Sarah Davies hopes it'll provide inspiration for more philanthropy here.
We need more and better philanthropy in Australia. You know, we have been trying to tackle a number of complex, thorny, difficult issues, whether that be in social justice, whether that be in equality of opportunity. We haven't managed to crack a lot of these things. The beauty about philanthropy is that philanthropy is the social risk capital. It's the money and the thinking that we can try new solutions with. And so I think we need more than ever, more and better philanthropy and more design thinking and participation in how we actually crack on with delivering this. Because at the end of the day, it's up to us.
That's Sarah Davies from Philanthropy Australia, ending Will Ockenden's report.